Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to the Status Bureau Show, streaming live on Ustream.com. I am your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined with my co-host and partner, Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey, how's it going?
Our other co-host, Andrew.
How's it going, LeBron James?
Our producer.
Thanks, Kevin.
Oh, okay. I was going to let him know, like, you got talking to that one now, if you're going, because mine's like right up in my shit.
Well done.
I enjoyed LeBron James. Nice moves.
There was a nice little spot of the spike on there. I think they did notice it. Yeah. And you know what? I said I wasn't going to comment anymore, but you're right. That one was okay, except he had to change the enunciation of the word.
On short notice, I thought that one wasn't bad.
I enjoyed it.
I had a couple others, but they didn't relate to people, so I knew you were going to bitch about that, too.
It's topical. That's he is good. A person who's solid doing insight. Stuff right now.
Yeah. No, that is true.
It's topical.
He does exist.
Like absolutely. Preparation H.
And the Mavericks won last night.
Yeah.
Can you believe I actually knew that shit?
Did
you know
they?
What? So did the Dallas Stars.
The Stars did win.
Yeah.
5-2.
So did...
How the fuck did I know
the
that?
Texas Rangers against the Oakland A's.
The Rangers won?
First yeah. place.
Wow.
That's right.
Lots of games.
This is the most I've known about sports in like 10 years.
I agree.
I just tapped on everybody at work today was talking about like, hey, great for Texas sports last night. Everybody won. So,
you know, nice moves.
There's that. Yeah, now the first thing I want to talk about with you guys this week, before we check in with anyone or do anything, I want to talk about this reunion episode.
No.
Thing. Oh, come on.
No. All right.
Plus, do you know if any of our previous cast members who we've reached out to wanted to know, like, what's going on and if we're talking about this, then all they have to do is turn on this episode and wait, like, 10 seconds so they can instantly hear us talking
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, they'll, don't have to skip they'll through, instantly you know that they don't want to come back.
Yeah, probably.
How's that?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out. We'll see how this segment goes. I'm excited about it.
Well, we got to go to you first, Zach, on this.
All right.
You have all the info that everybody's dying to hear.
Yeah, all right. So you guys have wanted me to talk to Melissa for a little while.
Right. Melissa was our former producer for about 20 episodes when we first got started on the show.
Right. Corey was also on the show, but he no longer goes to UNT because he graduated, so he's a little harder to get a hold of.
Correct. And for those who... Just everybody knows, there's always going to be a little bit of bad blood there, probably, only because we did ask Melissa to leave the show. Because we weren't satisfied with her performance, which I'm not trying to sound like a dick. It was purely professional, not personal. And then Corey quit on his own accord. I just want everybody to know that's a little bit of the history involved in this parting of ways.
I think if anybody favors us, it's Corey out of that situation.
Well, I would think so, because I've still spoken with Corey and been, you know, on a friendly basis with him. I've worked on projects with him since. And I would think that everything's copacetic with Corey and I.
Definitely. So... Right, so I've been looking for Melissa basically on campus. Occasionally I just run into her in you know, one of my buildings that I go to class in.
Right.
And I happen to be sitting outside one of the buildings waiting for a couple actors for a shoot I'm doing for a project. And I happen to see Melissa returning equipment with like four other people.
Like right up front in the loading area?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You know what really bugged me? Totally off the wall. You know that bag I had that she was always like, oh, that's such a cool bag because it's got a Dungeons & Dragons thing on it?
Kind of.
She has one now.
Really?
And that bugged the fuck out of me.
I have no idea what bag you're talking about, but
I was
that's
like,
fun.
Nice bag. She's like, oh, yeah, thanks. I was like, ha, ha, ha. Anyway, so I see her over there, and she looks at me, and I look at her, and the first thing I think is like, I got to go talk to her.
Yeah.
I have to.
Well, good. I'm glad you thought that.
I don't want to be a bitch.
Right.
That ain't me. So... I start to get up
because
to go
we've
talk
been
to her.
We've been on your ass about this for a couple weeks now.
Definitely, I start to get up to go talk to her, and then I realize like she looks at me, and then I immediately sit back down. I'm like, "Fuck it, I'm not doing it. I'm gonna puss out. It's not gonna happen."
But you've already made eye contact at this point.
Yeah, twice.
Okay.
And so she's now looking the other way. She knows it's awkward, and I'm like, you know, maybe I could just lie to the guys. Maybe I could just tell them she told me to go fuck myself, and that'd be the end of it. But I figured you guys would call bullshit because that's what you do.
If I didn't say it on the air, I would have thought it for sure.
Exactly.
I may have called you out on the air and said, this sounds like a bullshit story.
Right. So then, there's only one way to go. So I went to my phone, and I started an audio recording, and I got up and went and talked to her.
I didn't know you were going to admit that.
Yeah, no, that happened.
Because you thought I might not believe you?
Yeah, that's exactly why. Because I thought none of you would believe me. None of you would say that you didn't believe me. Well, Andrew might. But you would all think he didn't really talk to her.
Right.
Right. So there's only one way to prove it. I had to actually, you know, get evidence.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what happened.
Well, how did that conversation
go? Yeah, why don't you tell us about this conversation?
All right. Well, she was with a group of friends, so it was super awkward walking
up to her. So you approach her when she wasn't by herself? She hadn't walked away from the group? She's still engaged, like, with the group?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, hey, Melissa, can I talk to you for a minute?
Oh, that's awkward. They probably thought you were going to ask her out or something like
probably.
That.
Probably. And she was like, yeah, what's up? And I was like, oh, nothing. Just, how are you? And she follows me outside, and then I ask her, hey, we're thinking about doing a reunion show. It's been a year since we've started the show, you know, and for a good chunk of that, you and Corey were a pretty integral part of that, and Kevin and I have been thinking it might be fun to have you back for, like, an episode, and we can just talk about our experiences and stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Like a little segment, like maybe a 15-minute chunk where we get her and Corey on, we check in with them, you know, we talk about it. Maybe mend some fences even, you know, who knows?
Yeah, no.
Or maybe burn some. I don't know.
So she told me that she needed to think about it and that she would talk to Corey, and that was it, basically.
Oh, you're leaving out so much. All right, I know you are.
Well, I can't play the recording back.
But she was dramatic about it.
She was a little dramatic about it. She made it sound like it was like this chapter in her life. She made it sound like she was like a fucking 9/11 victim.
Yeah, she really did.
Yeah.
That is no joke. She really made it sound like this is this horrible trauma that happened to her.
Yeah, and I was like, you know, this wasn't... Nice moves. Bless you. This wasn't that big of a deal, I don't think. But she made it sound like it was like the worst fucking thing in the world. But I don't want her to have a lasting experience of our show like that. I want her to have enjoyed her time here, despite the fact that we fired her.
And that towards her last couple episodes on the show, I was getting less and less tolerant and beginning to be a little bit belligerent in terms of her.
Regardless, you know, she was a cast member on this show.
She was. She was definitely part of the show from the at the very beginning, at the ground level.
The reunion show wouldn't be based on just them. The reunion show would be everybody we've had. We'd love to have, like, Kyle back.
We'd have Kyle back.
Grim Kane.
Grim Kane.
Or Dark KG.
Corey's friend Jason. I would have that guy back. Yeah. Yeah, Dark KG or Black Kevin. Right. Any of those guys, I'd love to have back.
Definitely. It wouldn't just be focused on them, and they would be a small part of that, and that would be cool. And so I tried to kind of sell that to her, and she decided that she would try to get a hold of Corey and would want to have a meeting with us about
it. The interesting part of that I found is her claiming that the odds are there's no way Corey's going to do it because he feels that he got burned by me.
90% chance Corey won't do it.
That's what she said?
Yeah.
Which I find that astounding, because Corey and I are still on good terms.
I would think it would be flip-flopped, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I would think it would be totally flip-flopped. I think Corey would be totally happy to do it.
Yeah, so she contacted me the next morning on Facebook and told me that she was going to try to get a hold of Corey and think about it. And I perceived that to be, okay, well, I won't do anything. And today she contacted me again and said, well, I assume by your silence that you guys don't want us back for an episode. And I was like, no, that's not at all what I meant. I just thought, you know, I misread your message.
Right. Which I want to ask now, how long was it before you actually sent a response back?
It was probably about 20 minutes.
And radio silence for 20 minutes and she met...
Yeah.
Oh, all right. But she had sent you a couple messages before that you hadn't answered yet.
No.
But they weren't really questions.
Yeah, exactly. I took another impression of, like,
she just gave you stuff to mull over. Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, I talked to you, and I think we decided that if it comes to it, if she can get a hold of Corey, and if they want to, then, yeah, you and I will go meet them and discuss terms of show reunionage.
I'll do it, and even if the reunion thing doesn't happen, I just like talking about it because I think it's funny.
Yeah.
And I like that she's making drama out of it. That's kind of – it makes it more fun.
I'll do it.
Come on, it wouldn't be nearly – I wouldn't even want to talk about it at all probably if she was just like, yeah, sure, I'll come on. Sounds great.
Yeah, no, none of this would have happened. Yeah. It would have been like, so she just said yes? Yeah.
I may have completely forgot about the reunion show altogether.
Possibly.
But yeah.
But yeah, that's the status update on Melissa. We're currently in talks, I guess.
Cool.
How would having terms on it, like, benefit us in any way? That sounds good for them, but maybe not so much for us.
Well, then she said that she wouldn't have any terms, and she even said, I think in a message, that she's not looking for an apology or something, which I find a weird statement, because I'm like, that almost seems like you were at some point expecting an apology.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think I've done anything to be
sorry.
That's
like implying that we owe her an apology.
Exactly.
If I may interject for a second, and Melissa, if you happen to be listening to this, I'm just going to take a moment here. I feel like in the years since I sent some messages to the show regarding your and Corey's performance, I've grown a lot as a person, and I think that's certainly some of the things I said, although the criticism was valid, were certainly phrased in a very unnecessarily cruel, heartless way, and I really don't feel proud of that. So to you listening to this, I apologize. If you want to come back on here and tase me or something like that, I've certainly earned that.
You know what? I appreciate it. I think it was very mature of Andrew.
Definitely.
However, your mentality or your... opinions that you expressed are still valid. It's just you're saying the way that you represented them was not the way you
exactly,
would, not the best way to go about it.
And that's why I'm not apologizing to Corey, because I feel like everything I said to him was actually very rooted in things that actually occurred on the show. So,
but
if
Melissa,
you feel
Melissa were a little
about
more
that
cruel.
Content, by all means, Corey, come back here.
Melissa was a little more unnecessarily cruel. And, you know.
Absolutely.
You didn't, you did sometimes present a point, but sometimes it was just almost mean for the sake of being mean.
Yeah, there was a lot of drinking involved when I sent those messages.
But as a listener, sometimes the stuff she would do would frustrate you, like cutting me off while I'm talking or interjecting with a story that never ended or something like that.
It was very difficult to listen to. I will agree with that. But being, you know, being bad on the radio is no sin. She certainly didn't deserve me to put it to her that way.
Which, by the way, if we do this, thank you, Andrew, for that. I appreciate that. Let's give Andrew a little round of applause. I thought that was very nice.
I would love to talk to you. Please come back.
No, wait. Now you're just doing. See, now you're fucking. But you're goofing on her again.
No.
Were you not?
Well, no.
Yeah, he was.
Intentionally.
A little bit.
If we do this sit-down, though, when we meet with Corey and Melissa, which I'm perfectly willing to do, I will let her know that AJ's here.
Right.
But I will also let her know that he said that, and I mean, come on. I mean, why would she not want to tase him?
Yeah.
And she could rip a piping hot fart in his mouth for once. I'm not going to tell her that. That may be something we bring up later.
No, yeah, this is their opportunity, I think, to come on, and if they have any grievances about how things went off, they can air them out, you know?
And one thing I thought was funny is after Melissa left the show, she messaged me and said, can I come by? I'm not going to do it in the voice because I feel it's not necessary at this time. I'm just going to say it normally. She said, can I come by and get the booze that I left, the different things in your fridge? Because she would make drinks while she was here each week. And I said, yeah, of course. But schedules kept getting crossed, and I was never here when she needed to come by. And eventually, it kind of faded into obscurity. But I can say, if she comes back on the show, everything she ever brought is still in there.
Nice.
It's all shit that I would never drink. There's still sour apple puckers and sweet and sour mix and all kinds of shit.
Yeah. There's probably a couple bottles of Red's Apple Ale tucked back in there, too.
Should drink it.
See, those are the type of thing where if Andrew or someone else is already hammered and they're looking through my fridge for something to drink, that's something they would drink.
Definitely.
Puckers and that other stuff are like nobody's going to touch.
Nah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Pucker is some nasty shit.
Nobody's going to go near that.
Yeah.
The Red's Apple Ale, I might even if I like had nothing else to drink, and I was like, fuck. Yeah, I think you might have.
Sorry.
I think so, you guys drank some like Angry Orchard cider too.
Yes, definitely.
There, maybe, that she
maybe
left.
Yeah.
But that particular time, the last time she was here, there was nothing of that.
Expensive stuff stolen. That's what's important.
Right, right.
It's the thought that counts.
Yeah.
We didn't drink all of it.
No, I didn't. Now, all the stuff that was there that she left when she left the show is still there.
Yeah.
Now, another thing I wanted to get into, something that I read in the news that really, really piqued my interest. Uh-huh. Andrew probably has heard of this. That Wu-Tang-affiliated rapper who chopped his cock off?
Whoa! No, I have not heard of this.
You didn't hear about this?
Lopped it right off.
Yeah, this guy cut his dick off and jumps off the roof of his apartment building and attempted suicide.
Wow, I bet he's sorry he didn't succeed.
He did not succeed, and his penis was not able to be reattached.
Wow.
And from what I gather, it first happened is... First, he just cut the tip of his cock off.
Oh, no.
Then he decided to keep going, and he cut his balls off.
Really?
And then he proceeded to mutilate the rest of his genitals, like penis area. And then he jumped off the roof.
He on bath salts or something like
See,
that?
When I first read the story, I said he was on PCP. And the story first said that the guy was not on any drugs or alcohol when it happened. But now, the most recent story said, Wu-Tang-affiliated rapper who cuts off own penis was on PCP during incident.
Nice. What's his name? I've probably heard of him.
All right, well, let me read it. Oh, that will be our guest. Ryan, will you let her in, please?
Yeah.
Thank you. I forgot to mention to our listeners, we're having a guest in here. A hen in the rooster house, so to speak.
A hen in the rooster house.
Somebody to finally weigh in on this conversation we've been having for several weeks now. Hey,
really
come on in.
It concerns you, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, Ryan, you don't have to give up your seat until the second half, so you're okay. You can sit back down.
Yeah.
We escort our guest to the green room where she can have a seat and wait, you know, maybe get her a drink or something if she wants. Come on, man. Have a little hospitality.
Sorry.
Jesus. Who fucking taught this guy manners?
Anyways. So what's the rapper's name?
Okay. I'm just going to read you a little excerpt here. Last week, rapper Andre Johnson, a.k.a. Christ Bearer, sound like anyone you've ever heard of.
No, I've never heard of that guy.
Cut off his own penis and jumped from a two-story balcony in what police called a failed suicide attempt. Now it is being reported that Bearer was just under the influence of PCP, often called angel dust, when the mutilation happened. I want to find out. Here we go. E! News revealed more gruesome details of the incident, reporting that... It's funny, this last name's fucking Johnson, right? The guy cuts his dick off. Johnson used a serrated steak knife to cut off his penis before jumping. The rapper reportedly cut off the tip of his penis before removing his testicles and the remainder of his genitalia. Johnson is still being treated at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, where he was rushed to after his attempted suicide.
You know, I gotta be honest, if I was gonna, lop my schlong off, I'd probably try to go for, like, scissors and just go flaccid. Steak, not sorry.
I can tell you one thing.
Go for something that would finish the job.
If I cut my dick and balls off, I'm doing something next that makes sure I'm fucking dead.
Yeah, good point.
There's two options for after you cut off your dick and balls. One, you finish the job, or two, you throw it in a fucking bucket of ice and immediately go to the emergency room and pray that they can stitch your cock back on.
Yeah, what a mess, dude.
It's so funny though. RZA gave a very intelligent comment on the guy. I feel sad for his family, first and foremost. I know that he has children. I thought he was a smarter guy than a guy who would do something crazy like that. So, yeah. Well,
poetry from the RZA.
Christ Bearer was his rap name. Apparently at one point he was affiliated with Wu-Tang Clan.
Andre Johnson?
What brings you to the point? Yeah, his fucking last name is Johnson.
Johnson?
Yeah. How could you ever get to the point of where...
Yeah, what's going on in your life when you think, I gotta lop my cock off and jump off?
You must have done something really bad with your cock, is all I can figure.
if you recall PCP one time...
No, I've never tried PCP.
I thought it was a good idea to throw a punch in a police officer's direction after multiple drinks.
Yeah.
I mean, stuff happens, you know?
That yeah, really that is happened. True. Have we ever talked about that on the show?
No.
Yeah, when AJ was in college, man, he went to jail for trying throwing a punch at a cop.
No shit.
Yeah. Why don't you tell everybody, Andrew? Andrew never really shares stories on the show, so why don't we have an Andrew segment?
I bet he doesn't drop the soap anymore, either.
That was,
he didn't go to like fucking county jail.
No, I know. All one right. nighter.
Although not, well, almost. But when I was 19, we went to an off-campus party with another chapter of my fraternity. I did some ridiculous amount of vodka shots. I think I did like 19 because back in the day, I didn't drink beer. I only did shots or mixed drinks, something like that. And they didn't have any mixers. And I blacked out and woke up the next day in jail. And the police had to give me the details, but apparently they had showed up on a noise complaint, and I barged right past them to go yell at the neighbors who had made the complaint. One of them walked up to me and put his hand on my shoulder, apparently kind of like a, hey, calm down, and I responded by turning around and throwing my fist in his direction.
The cop?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, nice. Being a wasted, fat 19-year-old, and him being a cop who's actually trained to fight, he grabbed my arm and wrestled me to the ground pretty quickly. Put me in handcuffs. And,
do you remember any of this happening?
No.
Okay.
But I heard afterwards from my fraternity brothers that they were still actually going to let me go at that point, but then I mouthed off to them.
Oh, so, no.
Do you remember anything? Are there any specific words?
No.
I would have liked to know what he said to the cop. No,
yeah, me too.
I want to know if he said, like, fuck you, pig, or something.
I do know that my hand really hurt the next day, and I asked him, you know, was I punching, like, the door of my jail cell or something, and they confirmed for me that was, in fact, the case. It was like one of those solid doors with like a little window through it.
Oh, was it like plexiglass type thing?
Yeah.
I believe or like a solid metal door with like a plastic exactly. look through it?
Like,
oh, okay.
The type of window that like you could be the Hulk and you're not going to break it. But right. I certainly gave it my best shot, apparently. And the next day, you actually have a phone in your jail cell there, but you can only make collect calls. So I got to call my parents and run up like a $250 phone bill convincing my mom to bail me out because... She didn't want to do it.
I was going
to
say, AJ's parents, I got to say, are the type that are kind of stubborn, especially his mom. I'm telling you, we lucked out with his dad letting us skate with that weed thing that time. Yeah, at least cool. I was able to skate, and so did he for years. But I would say his mom would almost be one of those people that would say, let's teach him a lesson and let him sweat it out in the can for a while.
Exactly.
Ouch. Life in the big house.
And keep in mind, this is Saturday morning, so if I don't get out, like I'm in there until Monday. When
yeah, because there's a judge.
Maybe
yeah.
the judge lets me go. But the thing about the jail cell and the... fucking Edmund jail is that they don't bring you books or anything like that. I mean, you basically just get to sit there and stare at the wall, and it's you'd be surprised how quickly it fucking gets to you. I don't know how you could survive like a 25-year sentence.
So nobody was in there with you. You had a solitary cell.
No, but there was a guy across the aisle who actually did sound crazy, who kept on yelling at me. So he told me, and I'm quoting him, we can be friends when we go to county.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you can.
I don't know if he meant that like in the, you know, bend over boy sense, but...
I think he meant it in a, I want to stick my dick in you kind of
it
way.
Certainly,
it
certainly
like. It definitely
it
does.
It was very horrifying to me.
Yeah. What'd you eat while you're in there?
They did actually bring me like four little like sausage biscuits, like the Jimmy Dean ones. So those actually weren't bad, but given the circumstances, I couldn't really enjoy it.
Yeah, no, I hear you. That's kind of funny. That's a totally different story than like when Kyle got arrested with the 14 pounds of weed.
Oh, yeah, the fucking SWAT team.
And went
in.
To jail, and he was like, yeah, man, they brought me a hamburger and a small fries from McDonald's. I made a fry burger. It was awesome. Like, Kyle had no problem fucking eating.
No.
He was like, yeah, man, I took two shits while I was in there.
No, I remember trying to take a shit because, you know, I was hungover as fuck.
Yeah.
But there's a camera like right up there in the corner. You can tell they're watching you. And I was like...
Yeah, that's kind of weird. But nobody really wants to watch somebody take a shit.
I'm sure the officer probably turned away, but... I mean, but then what if I sit down and then I immediately pull out a razor and kill myself or
something? That's a good point.
I get blamed for that.
So. But at least you can, you know, take a little bit of solace in the fact that he's not enjoying watching you shit. It's not a treat for either one of you.
Like, I don't really know. It's like that doctor who said he, you know, it's not the highlight of my.
What, you think he's giving himself a member massage while he's watching you fucking take a crunch?
Could be.
Yeah, he is.
Maybe.
Sure, it's boring sitting in that jail all weekend.
There was a part of the story, though, that I remember thinking was funny. Maybe not. Didn't you wake up and not know where you were and were, like, yelling stuff out, like, why am I here? And actually, some cop was standing there, like, rattled off your charges, and you were like, holy shit.
That was actually true as well. I gathered I was in jail, certainly.
Yeah.
But, the officer came up, and I was like, dude, what did I do? Why am I here? Because, like, I honestly didn't remember. And he was like, drunk and disorderly and assaulting an officer.
And you're like, fine.
I was very lucky. They dropped the assaulting an officer charge. And, I ended up doing like 20 AA meetings, paying a fine, and that was pretty much it.
Those classes are fucking brutal, man. I told you I had to do that drug offenders education class AA that time, meetings. Man. It was 5 days a week, 6 hours.
A day?
Yep.
Jesus.
I did like 2 a week for the whole summer.
Maybe it wasn't that. Maybe it was like 4 or 5, but it was long, man.
But what I remember more than anything about it is a lot of the people I met, I was like, dude, you are really a piece of shit.
Dude, that's
like, quit fucking drinking.
That's exactly how I felt. I was in there, and they're going through, like, everyone's crimes, and the guy was like, oh, I had 3 dirty UAs in a row, and one dude's like, possession of coke, 3rd offense, like, possession of 1/2 ounce of crystal methamphetamine, and they get to me, and I'm like, drug paraphernalia? And he's like, what the fuck is this kid doing here? Why are you here?
Nice.
That was just because that judge was a major asshole and threw the book at us. But
why are you standing now?
Because I wanted to stand and I'm excited about my new setup with the mic.
Okay.
Did you guys see how seamlessly I stood up?
It was pretty seamless.
It didn't make any noise.
Yeah.
I miss doing this. I love standing up.
You do?
Yeah. You remember I used to do it all the time.
You did used to do it all the time.
Yeah. And then I kind of forgot about it because I didn't want to make the noise and I didn't want to fuck it up. And now I have a system where I can just stand up and sit down at my leisure.
What if you go back and listen to this?
See, nobody knows I just sat down.
Echoes and shit.
Except
like
for
that.
The people on Ustream and us.
Oh, well, yeah.
And everybody listening because you said it.
Well. Yeah, but not when it was actually happening. They only knew afterwards.
You're not wrong. Nobody knows you're standing up. Oh, fuck.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, while we're on Andrew, though, what's up with the Tinder stuff, man? You seem like you were right on the cusp last week. I thought so, but
I guess she actually had to babysit for her sister, and I pretty much wrote that
I thought that's what the excuse was last time.
I guess, well, her sister's a nurse, so I guess it wouldn't really be surprising that she's got to spend time doing that.
Mm.
But I think that one should be going to date number 3 this weekend. I'm waiting to hear back from her, but I don't really know.
3 dates? How far have you got so far?
Made out with her.
Did she touch her dick over the pants?
No, she didn't do that.
Did she give you a Singletary?
Fuck you, dude.
I don't get it.
Now, the cool thing about
Kyle and I touched each other's cocks, all right?
Through jeans!
Oh, I'm not happy about it.
It was for straight reasons. We both got handies. Not from each other. From a chick. I'm never going to live that story down.
Never.
Man. Was Kyle here when I told that story?
Yeah.
That was a funny ass story.
He was super drunk.
There was no way I couldn't tell that story. All right, so.
Oh, but I did go on a date with a new girl last Friday. Got to go to Lower Greenville, which I haven't been before. That was cool. Got to go to Torchy's Tacos, which was pretty cool. But I don't know if you've ever been on a date like this. Like, the conversation is fine and everything like that, but you kind of get the vibe, like, they really don't want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was bad enough that, like, before we left the restaurant, I was like, look, like, if you are not having a good time, I'd really rather you just tell me that so I can go home.
But sometimes you don't really know. Maybe she's really not having a good time, or maybe she's just one of those kind of people who just had, like, puts out that kind of persona.
It could be.
And Andrew like, no, puts no, out no, the kind fine, of vibe that he's never particularly pleased with anything.
That's absolutely
true.
Well,
I never am particularly pleased with anything. But given that I haven't heard from her since then, I'm pretty sure that I was actually right about this one.
Who's the hottest one you ever went with?
I mean, there's been a couple who are pretty good looking. I'm pleased to say that I haven't met any of them who I was like, wow, you don't look at all like your pictures or anything like that.
Oh, okay. What about the one you were on date number 3 with?
She's pretty good looking.
See, I have a minimal experience of meeting with Tinder chicks, but the very first one that I met up with, my biggest concern was that she wouldn't look like her picture, but it actually worked out really well. So
nice.
I remember talking about conversations. I can pull up a picture and y'all can... Make
yeah,
all right.
Analyze.
So the chick,
talk amongst yourselves.
The chick that you made out with, did you grab her ass?
No, I didn't grab her. It was like right out in front of the shops at Legacy, man. So there's lots of people out there. I'm not gonna.
Okay. Did you grab her tits?
I did do that. Yeah.
Was she a whore?
Well, hey, while we're
I
on
guess
this
not,
topic,
no.
I thought this would be a great time, and since I'm already standing up to show you guys the, I started compiling my favorite Tinder pics of best and worst.
Best and worst?
Did I show you guys the pregnant one from last week?
No.
Did I not show you guys that one last week? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you did.
I did?
Did he?
Yeah.
She was pregnant?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember talking about it.
Damn.
This picture where the timestamp is from 2010 and it's her with a pregnant belly.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Why would you use a 4-year-old picture with a pregnant belly as your default picture?
Yeah, so I guess her kid's like three.
Oh, okay. Nice, let's take a look. Let me take a look.
She's a Rangers fan.
Which one? On the left.
Nice. If she was on the right, I would have high-fived you, but the left...
Shut the fuck up.
I'll give you a nod.
Don't be a douchebag.
I'm kidding. No, she's good. She's
being a wise ass.
Yeah, I'm being a wise ass. All right, but no, I found some much worse ones since.
Didn't you actually have to like them to like get these pictures?
No. Yeah, you can always scroll through the fucking pictures. Also, this one was great, though.
Ugh.
Like, if you're gonna post a picture of yourself in a swimsuit, I mean, come on, dude. That's just... That's really bad.
That's not flattering.
Yeah.
That's...
You know, Andrew and I have talked about, though, how you'll come across ones where it's like a smoking hot chick, and those are you never get matched with a smoking hot chick. But, of course, you always like it. But, like, this was a good example. This girl wearing, like, it almost looks like a Rangers sports bra and teeny tiny shorts and super tan and has, like, a belly button ring. You're like, you're never going to get matched. Like, why would that girl be on Tinder?
Yeah, she had to
That girl's not hooking up with anyone from Tinder.
She had to legitimately be on some kind of model shoot to get that picture.
Seriously.
This they have, like, a lighting setup and everything.
Like, that is insane.
Yeah, that's fucking absurd.
Like, glamour shots or some shit like that.
Look at this. Look at the size of those cans.
She's standing in snow.
Yeah. She's 18. Good no lord. Way. Okay, hold on. I had another good bad one. All right. Now, this one I really, really like. This is a chick with obviously really fake red hair, like Poison Ivy style red hair. Not even like ginger, just like fake red hair. Covered in dermal piercings all over the face and tattoos all over the chest. But I swear this is a man. There's a mustache on this guy. Here, check it, Ryan. Pass it around. That's big a fucking down, dude, right?
Around.
I've seen that before, that one where I was like, this one is a dude, and I looked in the about section and it said, yep, I'm a guy. I'm like, well, then why are you in the fucking women's section on Tinder?
Okay, yeah, there is definitely a peach fuzz above the lip.
Yeah.
That's a dude.
That's a fucking dude.
You're right. Good call.
That looks like a Glamour Shots photo, too. Why would they not Photoshop that shit?
Yeah. Why wouldn't you... Why not get rid of the mustache?
Yeah.
Why is that not priority one in fucking with the picture? I also had one of these, which I thought was great. This person didn't have any of their own... Any pictures. It was just like e-cards.
Nope.
Like memes and shit.
And the name is Barry, so I'm like, it could be a fucking guy.
Nope. Barry with an E.
And guess what? That same day, I found another one. This person didn't even have a real name. It just says Fulfilling.
No.
And it has to be connected to your Facebook. Does somebody have a Facebook profile that says Fulfilling?
Does that say 39 years old?
Yeah.
How old are you looking for on here?
Oh, I don't have a limit. Dude, there's nothing more entertaining than Tinder. I'm not actually looking for a date. I just love looking through pictures of chicks.
How many, like, 50 or 60-year-olds are actually on there?
No, hardly any. You rarely.
What's the oldest person you've seen on there?
Somewhere in the 50s, but seeing a chick in her 50s is as rare as a guy popping up on your Tinder. It's basically the same thing. You don't see a lot of them.
I think
imagine a lot of them aren't savvy enough to figure out how to use Tinder in the first place. But
yeah, well, I mean, it's pretty modern concept. You have to have some kind of a smartphone that supports apps, or maybe you could have an iPad and do it with that.
I'll be like 80 years old, my second wife will be dead, and I'll be like, well, time to get back on Tinder. Yeah.
I think one of the best things that should come from Tinder for one of you guys, which would be great for the show because I know you talk about it, is if you met a chick and you were like making out with her and then she like whipped out a huge cock. That would be great.
Oh, see, whipping out the huge cock wouldn't be as bad because I could just see it and bolt. I think the worst case scenario there is I'm making out with her and I reach downtown and I feel a fucking boner. There's no coming back from that, dude.
First, and then you figure it
out. Yeah.
Okay, you're right. That is absolute worst. But that's something I would take a while to recover from. Like, you guys probably wouldn't hear from me for a while.
Exactly.
I would cancel the show for at least a couple weeks just to recover.
Would talk about it.
Like, picture me curled up in a fetal position in my shower for several days.
Yeah, and all you'd be thinking is, this is going to be great on the show.
See, there are so many things that happen in my life that are remarkably unpleasant that I think this is going to be great for the show. That's one that I think I can never tell anybody about this.
I think I'm certainly of the same school.
Yeah.
It's hard to come back from that.
That's how the Melissa recording came about. I was like, this is going to be great for the show.
Right.
Yeah.
Which we'll never play on the show.
No, we won't.
But I will admit, I'm the only one who's heard it, by the way, just so everybody knows. But I did indeed listen to the conversations. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have more on the reunion show coming up in the next week. And a lot of stuff coming up after the break. I have tons of topics, tons of stuff I wanted to talk about. We have a guest sitting in. a female here to talk about the everlasting debate on whether you'd rather have a bigger cock or shoot huge loads for the rest of your life.
You can put this one on your resume.
Yeah.
We'll be right back, streaming live on Ustream.com. More to come on the Status Bird Show.
This is Zach the Youngblood Lewis, and you're listening to the Status Bro. We'll be right back.
And we're back here on the Status Bro Show. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, streaming live on Ustream.com, joined with my co-host and partner,
Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Our other co-host,
Andrew Buzzgren.
Our producer's around here somewhere, but we're not really going to worry about him at the moment. We have a guest sitting in this week, a female. First time we've had a hen in the rooster house in a little bit.
Yeah.
A friend from school, Miss Morgan Swan. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good, good.
Kind of nervous.
No,
but,
you're fine.
Yeah,
now, this
I'm
is
here.
Someone. I mean, this is a female who, at first, I think we may have converted because I know at first she absolutely hated our show.
Oh, detested.
Because you thought you heard it and you probably thought, what, these guys are like immature, disgusting pigs? And
absolutely, yeah. I thought, why on earth would this be okay to broadcast in a podcast in any way, shape, or form? I thought it was disrespectful, but then I kind of loosened up a bit, I guess, and was approach to the dark side.
Cool. Well, I'm glad you came around a little bit on that.
Yeah, I can't say I blame you.
Why don't you tell us a little about yourself?
I'm a recent RTVF graduate from good old University of North Texas.
Nice.
Just like Zach and Ryan and myself.
Yeah.
Professional videographer and editor. You know, that's about it. I'm pretty boring. Oh my God.
Okay, but what really piqued your interest concerning our show, and I feel like this is something that, I don't know why it became a phenomenon. Zach, this isn't even something that you brought up as something to talk about on the show. We were just talking about it during break, and it fascinated me.
Totally off the cuff.
It fascinated me, but now it's become something we've talked about for, I think this is the third or fourth week in a row.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous.
Almost everyone who's listened to our last shows any time recent has heard of the conversation where if you went to the doctor and he presented you with a pill, and you could take either one, and it would last forever, and one makes you get a bigger dick, and one gives you huge loads for the rest of your life. And I was ostracized for being the only guy who said I'd take the bigger dick option because it just seemed... Oh, and Ryan as well, because it seemed like the obvious choice, where almost every guy says, yeah, I'd want to shoot huge loads, and I have trouble sometimes understanding the virtues of shooting huge loads.
Yeah, it was great when John called in and chanted, huge loads, huge loads.
I was like, John, you're on the air, and he's like, loads, 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 loads.
That's so true.
But it is a fascinating topic.
It is.
However, I always picked the dick thing. Everyone else said loads, except for Ryan. But everyone who called in, everyone else I've talked about it. Morgan, I think you even said you brought this up with people you know and other guys. And
absolutely.
Every guy said loads, right?
Every guy has said loads. I think it's like a primal thing. It's like you want to mark your territory with just a huge amount of sperm on woman, which I do not get at all. I don't understand the satisfaction in that. I guess, you know, I don't have a penis.
Her saying the marking the territory thing, I kind of get it.
Absolutely.
I'm still picking the big dick thing. I would think any girl would find a remarkably huge load in her mouth grotesque.
Yeah, well, that's... You're already done, so that's not your problem.
Yeah, as opposed to just a normal-sized load in your mouth.
Well, what I was saying is I thought it would be fun to shoot huge loads if you're doing a body shot on a girl. Because, you know, if you shoot a huge load on a girl... If you're going to let a guy come on you, he doesn't care. I mean, she doesn't care with the volume of the load. I mean, that's just kind of a thing. Where if it's in your mouth or something, then you might be like, this is disgusting.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Or, I think if it's a body thing, it'd be totally different than a mouth.
But what about if it's in the V? That's also gross, right?
I don't know. That'd be kind of hot, actually, now I think about it.
Look, I'm not a physicist or anything, but what goes up must come down is the only thing I was...
Apparently a couple days later, in globs.
Yeah, according to John.
It doesn't make any sense.
Another thing we have to touch on.
Mm.
Okay.
Look, go ahead.
I've been dying to get a female's perspective on this for a long time.
I absolutely think bigger penis pill would be the obvious choice because, you know, if you have a bigger penis, you're going to please your partner. They're going to have a better time. You're going to have a better time because of that. You know, I think guys kind of like getting their partner off. I think that's a turn on for guys. So hence, you know, more sex, it's just a win-win situation, I feel like, than a bigger load.
That's right. Maybe this goes to show that I'm the only guy who wasn't selfless. I mean, it wasn't selfish in this argument. I was thinking about what's good for the better, you know, not what's good for myself.
Paint yourself as a saint.
Yeah, good job, Galahad.
Look, Morgan, I'm catching what you're throwing, okay? But I like to think, and Kevin can agree with this, the dudes are totally self-indulgent. At the end of the day, it's all about them. If the chick doesn't get off, I mean, that sucks. But if you did, then that's
all. No, you're
all
right. It happens more often than not. Let's
be honest.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I think you can agree that if you have a better experience than you could have had because you can throw a bigger load, then at the end of the day, I mean, that's better.
But I wanted to get a better grasp of Zach's argument on this, just because Zach and I see eye to eye on so many things. You think that as a male, it feels better, it enhances your experience sexually to shoot a huge load, regardless of the aesthetic value. Like, it looks cool to shoot on a girl, but like, that's fun. But you're saying that the actual act of, you know, having a huge load, it feels better for you.
Yeah, well, I mean, what's better, shooting like the volume of like an empty ketchup bottle, or like shooting a rope?
Well, I mean,
but we're not talking about one rope; we're talking about like six.
Right, but I think for me, almost an orgasm feels pretty awesome with a girl, whether or not I'm shooting a huge load.
Right, but it would feel better if you're shooting six ropes.
Does it, or does it only feel better if I'm in some kind of a cool circumstance where I'm going to shoot it on her ass or something?
I'm convinced it feels better. Look, it's not like it's an easy decision to say I don't want a huge cock, because every dude does. I mean, come on, who doesn't? Who could slap somebody in the face with it? But throwing a huge load is
awesome.
For
the record, I never thought about slapping anyone with my cock. That was not one of the virtues.
Right, just shooting a load in somebody's mouth is
more... the load thing, though, is that like a set thing? Are you born with this amount of jizz that comes out of your penis? Or is that like...
No. It can be enhanced.
Okay, so if you're having better sex with your bigger penis,
it's really more than
you're
going to
shoot a bigger
Andrew's
load,
correct.
Right?
And it has nothing to do with the quality of the woman or the quality of the sex. I've noticed over the years, because, I mean, when it comes to shooting loads, every one of us has experimented this with this idea by themselves the most.
That's true.
And I can say that when I'm by myself and say there are really only two factors that contribute to the size of your load. One is elapsed time. The longer it's been since you shot a load, the bigger it will be. And two, the more prolonged it is before you finish, the buildup is what really enhances the volume.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I think you guys are assuming that the size of the load correlates to the orgasm.
It sounds like
that's what I think.
Yeah, but that's how I feel.
But I mean, according to me, no.
I don't think that's the case at all. I'm all about the aesthetic value. Yeah.
I think an orgasm would be just as good if I'm shooting blanks.
Yeah, pretty much.
So what's the point of the
load?
Yeah,
so why do you want the load?
Because it's fucking awesome.
Why?
Why is it so awesome?
I don't know. Why is Peter North like the most famous porn star ever?
Because he throws
huge loads.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but that's cool.
So you enjoy seeing your cum all over some chick.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. Yes. And I'm not going to argue with that.
That's awesome, is true. I guess.
No, that is very cool. But what was Zach was talking about is he wants to shoot loads all the time. So if you're in, you know, you're having sex with a girl and you're inside of her and you finish, then you don't get that visual spectacular finish. It's just it just happened, and then it's just gross for her to clean up.
I think John made a great point about this. I think the people who pick big loads, a big part of what affects your decision there is how many times you jerk off in a week. Because, like you said, elapsed time is a big part of it.
It is,
so
absolutely.
So if you can throw a huge load every time you jerk off, then if you jerk off a lot, you're going to be like, well, huge loads.
Well, that's why I said the first time we ever brought up this topic that I think it would be cool, but it would be only really cool for when I'm by myself.
Yeah.
I would be self-conscious about it when I'm with a girl, that especially if she's giving me head or something, and I'm like, God, this feels great, but any second I'm just going to destroy her mouth with an enormous gallon of cum.
You don't mind if she spits or swallows, do you?
No.
See, what do you care then?
I only was there ever one chick who spit, though.
Yeah, really.
You know what?
It kind of
hurts my feelings if she doesn't swallow.
Yeah, but if you have a huge load, you're not going to mind. I wouldn't.
I mean, okay, you know, it's funny, though, when you think about spitting, like a girl spitting after you come in her mouth, like, it is a little bit offensive. It's like, oh, I'm so gross, she had to go, like, eject me into the sink or something. But there is no male equivalent.
No.
When it comes to eating pussy, there's no spit or swallow equivalent.
So stand up and immediately say, "I gotta go brush my teeth now."
Yeah, but
you made this point earlier in the week. There's no way to spin this around for a chick.
That's right. And Morgan actually brought this to my attention. I was trying to come up with a female equivalent analogy. Anybody have any thoughts on that?
No. I say tighter vagina versus like.
I don't think most girls are really concerned about the tightness of their vagina because I know guys aren't concerned.
About the tightness of a girl's vagina?
Yeah.
I am very concerned about that.
I was never with a girl where I was like, her vagina was not tight enough. I recall ever having that problem.
You haven't banged anybody with six kids, have you?
A vagina's a vagina almost to me.
Well, it kind of goes back to the penis thing because, you know, you guys probably didn't pick penis because you're like, yeah, my cock is big enough. I don't know if a girl would pick vagina because her, you know, you would like to think that your vagina is tight enough to be
I am in that camp. I thought that my cock is good enough. I just thought that I don't want to do the load thing because it's gross for my partner.
Apparently Kevin's just a nice guy all around. my cock can get as big as it wants, man. Like, I could totally go for a bigger cock any day of the week. But I think if I had to go one or the other, I'd go with the self-indulgent round of a bigger load because I think it would feel better.
I can't believe so many guys are in this camp of loads.
I still stick with penis.
I would think almost any girl would pick that one.
Look, it's not... If there was any other downside to the loads thing, I would go bigger cock, hands down. It's not like it's an easy decision for me.
There are downsides to the loads.
Semen is the necessary...
Yeah, but none of them affect me, really.
Yeah, but there's lots of necessary evils where quantity is a factor.
I really hope the microphone picked that up when he said that.
Probably not.
Yeah.
It's all right.
I really was hoping somebody would call in and weigh in this week, but none of our regular listeners or viewers are watching right
By
now.
By somebody, you mean John?
Or John Rhodes, I really wanted.
Either or.
Or even my sister weighs in on stuff like this a lot, which is gross, but you know, it's for the sake of good radio. All right, are we done with the load thing?
I think the consensus is a bigger cock is nice for other people.
But is it a wider cock or a longer cock?
He did not specify.
I don't discriminate.
Bigger.
Yeah. Honestly, if I had to go one with the other, I think I'd go for length. I got plenty of girth. I got girth for days. That being said.
That's an argument on its own. Like,
I mean, if you just like doubled in size, I could go that way too. I mean, hey.
I thought it was like a little of each.
Well, if you're carrying around a Coke can in your pants, that's like, you can't really do much with it anyways.
Yeah, am I the only one now who's curious of the growth of Zach's cock?
All right, guys, whip them out.
Morgan, did you not think about it?
You ever get one of those, it's like a ribbon tape measure.
All right.
And you wrap it around and you measure diameter. Yeah.
All right. Let's give our audience a visual depiction of Zach's penis. If you were going to say, if you're fully erect, uh-huh. Is there something you could compare the width of your penis to? Like, I would say like a C-sized battery or something.
The width
of my
cock.
Yeah.
Maybe like a D battery.
A D battery. I don't. And now I can't picture a D battery, but I think the D battery is pretty substantial.
Yeah, D's a thick battery.
It's like a roll of quarters thickness.
Morgan, what is the
ideal? It's bigger than a roll of quarters.
What is the ideal battery girth of a guy's cock?
Yeah. Maybe we should go by coins. I think I'd be a Susan B. Anthony dollar. I'm not quite a half dollar, but I'm not a quarter either.
I don't know. I think it's about the length. I think it's definitely about the length.
You think it's about the
length? It's about the length? I've never heard that.
I've always heard it's about the girth.
Me too.
No, I think it's about the length. I mean, if you have a pencil dick, like, no, but...
Well, like a roll of dimes?
Isn't even about...
I think even a roll of quarters would be a pencil dick.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Absolutely.
Yeah, that would definitely, be a pencil dick.
Yeah, me too.
Now I'm kind of worried. Maybe the kids in junior high were right.
All right, look, we got about 15 minutes left. I don't want to dwell on this the entire time. I had a couple other good things I wanted to say on this, and they kind of slipped my mind because we've been, you know, we've talked about this so fucking much. But let's move on to Zach's news. It's about that time. So go ahead, man.
All right, let me whip this out. Sorry.
No, don't worry. No rush. I mean,
Can we get an introduction for the news? Like, you know, that shit that they used to do on ABC News, you know?
You want me to have, like, a little music thing?
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Exactly. I do kind of wish I had an introduction for my
I'll get Zach a news introduction.
Sweet.
Actually, can I have you or Ryan get that for me since I can't get into the editing labs anymore?
Oh, my God. Sound miner?
Yeah. No, dude.
I've heard Free Music Archive is the way to go.
I've used it before. Yeah. For our Halloween special, that's what I used for all of our fix.
That stuff sounded great.
Yeah, we've had samples before. Why don't we do that shit anymore?
Well, I mean, we don't have a lot of opportunities to use them.
What if I found them?
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead, man.
So,
all right, Zach's news.
Here's my question. I'm going to start reading directly from the article. Should I read the headline first or just start straight on the article?
You're supposed to just do it organically, Zach. You know what? I trust your judgment, my friend.
Fuck it. All right. Powdered alcohol. Coming to a liquor store near you.
Fuck, I did see that. So. Yeah.
All right. Introducing Palcohol, the world's sneakiest, most efficient way to get drunk. This week, the U.S. Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau approved the powdered booze product, and its makers hope to unleash it on an unsuspecting public this fall. Palcohol's website, which has since been scrubbed, once advertised the powder as the solution to many of the modern drinkers' most pressing problems. Take, for instance, the overpriced drinks at stadium events. And then from the website, what's worse than going to a concert, sporting event, etc., and having to pay $10, $15, $20 for a mixed drink with tax and tip? That does suck.
No, I do. I can see the virtues of it, but I wonder, is it something that's insufflated? Something you snort?
Take alcohol into the venue and enjoy a mixed drink for a fraction of the cost.
So does that mean... Oh, so you get a Diet Coke or something. And just dump the powder in.
That's what it sounds like.
You know what it sounds like to me, though, is how is that any different than just bringing a flask and dumping a little bit in?
Yeah. I don't know.
You know, he's right. Either way, I think if the security guards see you pouring powder or a flask into your drink, they're probably going
to
kick you.
They're probably not going to, they're not going to respond favorably to that. Morgan, what do you think?
You're taking the same risk.
I think a flask would be harder to sneak in than a little powder.
I think you can take a flask almost anywhere and get away with it.
I have a couple more excerpts from the website.
Not being a girl. Well, maybe a girl because she had a purse, but...
Because, I mean, I used a flask at Windstar Casino, and you'd take a casino that's full of cameras and whatnot, and I would get, like, a regular drink and pour my flask into it, nobody fucking said noticed or said anything.
You know what I'd do in Spokane is I'd buy those little the little bottles of alcohol.
Yeah, like the airplane bottles?
And just, like, buy a Diet Coke and...
Yeah.
Yeah. So. The makers of alcohol also agree that you can sprinkle it on food. You can put it in guacamole, maybe in your scrambled eggs.
Jesus Christ, how far gone do you have to be like, I'm going to put some alcohol in my scrambled fucking eggs?
Well, I don't know, people make jello shots and shit. That's
they suggested putting it in your pancakes, apparently, is pretty awesome.
It's got to taste awful. Like, it can't taste good.
Those who'd rather mainline booze directly into their bloodstream are also in luck. Alcohol can be snorted.
See, that's what I was really wondering. See, the snorting thing is what really I got excited at the thought of that. It just sounds cool.
The makers say you'll get drunk almost instantly because the alcohol will be absorbed so quickly in your nose.
Okay, see, I don't know that I want to ever get drunk almost instantly.
That sounds very dangerous.
They followed that with use alcohol responsibly.
I mean, this guy punched a cop.
Yeah.
The fuck knows what he's going to do.
Drop like 5 lines of vodka and snort it and then die of alcohol poisoning. I mean, that would be a bad evening.
Yeah. Okay, so is this stuff available, like, right now?
Well, apparently I read on a news story later in the week that, I guess the... Federal Alcohol and Tax Bureau, or whatever, read up on that, and they decided that was a mistake on their part, and they've since retracted.
So it's not even FDA approved.
Not anymore. But Palcohol is planning on changing their shit and reapplying, I guess.
So it's like bath salts, where they ban one thing and they're like, okay, change the formula a little bit. Now it's legal.
We got a little
or Four Loko.
You know, I love our fans. We got a little listener feedback here. John Rhodes,
great,
claimed that. Okay, first of all, he said, I have not had a chick that doesn't like a big internal shot.
I agreed with that. I agreed. I think, like, that's hot, yeah.
Is it because you feel it?
Yeah, you can totally feel that. Totally.
And that's actually cool?
Yeah. It's, like, cool, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But you still, I mean, there's a gross aftermath of that, right?
No, I mean, if you're in the moment, you're in the moment.
Yeah, but there's a Twinkie quality later. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
It's not like it oozes out of you like a fucking waterfall. See, that's what
I'm picturing. I'm picturing a falling out. That's what I wanted to bring up on that topic, by the way. Let's double back real quick.
Quick.
Because John has brought this up several times, and he acts like I'm weird for calling him out on it. The thing about the days later, the clumps of cum fall out of a girl's vagina.
I still think that doesn't make any sense.
I have not talked to a single girl who thought that was even remotely legit.
Absolutely not. It all comes out within minutes.
That's what I thought.
If seconds.
Yes.
It's out.
No, I haven't talked to anyone who said that they've heard of that before. And he's like, well, I heard from a gynecologist, man.
Yeah.
Like, well, who the fuck? I mean, that just seems very, very weird.
He's just been in medical school. What the fuck does he know?
Who's been in medical school?
Gynecologist.
Oh, well, yeah, but I mean, still, look, if a gynecologist talks about it, he doesn't talk about it to dudes. He talks about it to chicks. We've all known a lot of chicks. We've banged a lot of chicks. We've all been sexually active for a very long time. Maybe not Zach. He's a little bit of a young blood. But still, I have not heard from a single girl or a single guy ever in my lifetime who mentioned anything like that ever happening. Only John brought it up, and everyone I've mentioned it to has said, that's fucking weird and gross and does not happen.
No, it does not happen.
It does not happen. It's disgusting.
Being a gynecologist would be the worst job in the fucking world.
Plus, we talked about that, like how gross that could be.
Yeah.
What if I hooked up with the girl for the first time or whatever? And what if she was with a guy who was like 6 days ago? What if I'm eating his nut?
What if?
What if you bang her one day and you eat her out the next day? Are you eating your own nut?
Absolutely.
I fucking hope not.
There's no way. I don't think so.
I think we solved it.
Yeah, we did solve it. You are eating your own nut. We established that.
No, you're not.
You're not.
It doesn't come out days after.
It's a self-cleaning oven, my friend.
We Googled it on the show.
That Google, that was highly questionable Googling.
Cum stays in the vagina, even if it's a little bit.
No, 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 no.
We busted that.
Cum does not. Sperm does.
Sperm does.
What's in cum?
Little microorganisms might be swimming around. I'm talking about the liquid, dude.
E. coli.
I don't want to be eating goo. The thought that what John suggested implies that 5 days later I could be going down on a chick and a clump of cum pops out of my tongue.
That might happen.
That would not happen. That does never happen.
That must have happened at some point.
No way.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Look at the levels. Look at how passionate everybody is.
Everybody's fucking blowing up the mics on this.
Good lord.
I'm telling you, as a woman who has been cummed inside, it does not fucking happen.
Okay, but I think that no matter what happens, if you go down on a chick the day after you shoot a load inside her, you're eating your own sperm.
No.
Not at all.
Okay, maybe. Maybe there's a swimmer still around there somewhere, a dead one.
What is that?
A sperm.
Yeah, so.
Sperm and cum are not the same thing.
You wouldn't notice it.
All right. Yeah, I'm sure you wouldn't taste it, right?
I mean, there's
bacteria. Okay, look, I thought I had
a... Ron may know what cum tastes like, but I think the rest of us don't, so yeah, we probably wouldn't.
I think I had a brilliant way of describing or explaining this last week that I think everyone agreed on. You've all had a girl give you a BJ or something, and then you're banging, and then later you made out with her.
Right.
That's got to be way more possibility of eating cum than going down on a chick a couple days after fucking her.
I try and make her point to be like, hey, do you want a beer or something like that?
Oh, yeah, because that'll get rid of everything.
Right.
It makes me feel better, Kevin. That's why I do it.
Okay. I'm just saying that the clumps of cum thing coming out is, that's
the
not real.
This doesn't make any sense.
This is not real.
All right.
All right, now moving back on to the dudes and the, wait, what were we talking about? Oh, the... Anyway, John Rhodes said, dude, have you seen the belly flask that comes out of your fly? Apparently you can like pull it out of your fly of your dick and you can empty booze out into it. I mean, nice. That's pretty sneaky.
Yeah. I bet you can also buy one of those like fake dicks to pass a urine test and put booze in that.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm sure it's the same concept. You're right, dude.
It sounds like.
You could use a Wizinator and load it up with booze.
Wizinator. Yeah, I'm sure you could.
All right.
You guys know anybody that uses one of those?
By the way, John Rhodes also said, by the way, that chick, Morgan, is pretty cute. Love having a chick on the show. Nice. Thank you, sir.
Thanks John.
Make sure, wave to John. He's a nice guy.
Hi.
Yeah. All right. There we go.
All right.
All right. What else you got in news, Zach?
All right. I got a report from Denver's first fully legal 420.
Oh, yeah. I heard this was going to be a big deal, man.
CNN.
It's crazy that it was also on Easter Sunday. Like, I love that.
CNN sent a reporter to cover the event because that's CNN's priority, besides Malaysia, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who met a host of colorful characters celebrating the de facto holiday. There's a couple from Kansas City, Missouri, who were just super stoked to be there. I guess the wife of the couple, or the chick, said of the guy, it's like his Super Bowl. Said Kate, who, like many, didn't want her last name used.
It's a little bit funny that Bowl is involved in it.
Definitely.
Like, it's a Super Bowl, yeah.
Super stoked is an understatement. Some South Jersey bros were too fucking stoned, quote, to get off the bus on a tour of cannabis dispensaries. While other groups actually visited dispensaries, no one in this crew bothered to get off the bus. Two guys from South Jersey sat dazed staring out their windows. I guess they bussed all the way to Colorado for 420 and were so stoned when they got there they couldn't get off the bus.
That is pretty crazy. they fucking missed the boat.
That's
literally.
Fucking great.
Yeah, no, I like that.
I'm going back to Washington the weekend after this one, and I've still got a Washington driver's license.
Nice move.
I wonder if I can just walk in there and do
I'm sure you
pop.
Could. Yeah.
He's not bullshitting. I know he has a fucking Washington driver's license. They give him shit for it every place we fucking go where they have to flash ID.
Yeah. What a bunch of fucking douchebags.
Yeah. Why don't you get a Texas license, you cunt?
I don't want to spend $75 fucking dollars for a Texas license. Yeah. It's good until 2015.
All right.
Plus, if he has one of those, he can't go back to Washington and, you know, hit up a dispensary.
Well, good point.
You can definitely go to Washington.
Live on the South Hill. Give me some weed. Right now.
At the Chiba Hut, which I guess was a restaurant set up for this in Denver, sandwiches are cleverly referred to as blunts.
That's not clever at all. Why would you call a sandwich a blunt?
Drinks are listed as cotton mouth cures.
It is.
Which is funny. And desserts
yeah,
and
that
chips,
is funny.
Desserts and chips fall under munchies.
Okay.
None of these are clever.
But the blunt
I could have done a, we could have done such a better job of this.
Yeah. Tragedy struck when an older man smoked dabs, the ultra-potent cannabis concentrate that has picked up popularity in most recent years. An emergency medical team tended to an older man who passed out, his head bleeding, from when it hit the pavement after he smoked a dab. The young woman who gave it to him cried, her hand trembling when she held his cigarette.
Jesus Christ.
Dabs yeah. are awesome.
Apparently
shit got
intense.
What the fuck is a dab?
Yeah, I've never heard of this, but I believe Ryan mentioned it last
week. THC wax, and you heat it up on this little, device, and you just smoke pure THC. It's
sounds like oil.
It's like eating an edible, yeah.
Apparently
but
it's like 100% THC.
It makes you feel awesome.
It's the heroin equivalent for weed. That's what I've heard.
That would make me feel really creepy to put a dab of oil on something and heat it up to smoke
it. Doesn't look like oil.
I've smoked oil.
What?
Yeah.
You smoked oil?
Yeah.
Like
oil.
THC?
Yeah. Like, you can get it and then you, drop it on top of a bowl or something and yeah.
Yeah, but this is like, it's good. I highly suggest it if you feel like doing that with your life. Don't smoke.
Maybe I buy some chocolate while I'm in Washington. Maybe I bring that back and some trail mix.
By the way, don't forget our very good friend and very good listener, John Rhodes, is also a cop, and he says, JS90, when you move to Texas, you're supposed to get a Texas license.
He's a cop?
Just
he's
so you know, my friend.
To this?
Yeah, he's one of our fucking best listeners.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, Mr. John
yeah,
Rhodes,
I'm going to go on a ride-along with this guy. It's going to be fucking awesome.
Hopefully he didn't hear the whole dab thing.
No, he doesn't care. He's cool as fuck. I mean, he doesn't break the law, but he doesn't care if we do on a small level, I'm sure.
He also helps clear up some debates we have on the air about legality of things, which
is
cool.
And I love that.
Me too.
I love that, man. I'm going to go ahead and throw it out there right now. He is my favorite listener. I'm going to say.
He is super cool, man.
He really is. He is my favorite listener.
I definitely like him more than I like John Ebeling.
Well, yeah, we know that.
Well, yeah.
You see, a lot of weeks, John and my brother will get in. I mean, AJ and my brother will get into it. It hasn't happened this week. AJ lucked out that he's not listening. He's out on a date with his girlfriend. So
I lucked out.
Your brother's hot.
John would come on and destroy
oh, my God. Stop.
He is hot.
Stop.
He's cute.
What do you think of that, AJ?
Good for John.
I mean, not as cute as Kevin.
That doesn't bother you a little bit that John's cute and funny? I mean...
Yeah, when he writes it like, Andrew looks like a fucking faggot. Yeah, that's some pretty clever shit.
Oh, yeah, it clearly didn't bother you, considering that's only the ninth time you've brought it up since you said it. So.
But there's nothing witty about it. Yeah, I don't think that makes him funny.
Oh, like saying, where do you work, John? Like, that's witty.
I never claimed to be witty, though. I'm not trying to make a living off my comedy.
For the record, John never claimed to be witty. Other people who listen called him witty.
No, John just does stand-up comedy, but he doesn't claim to be witty.
Oh, I'd like to point out, Andrew didn't wear a hoodie to this week's show.
It's like 90 fucking degrees outside.
Still true.
God, oh, man. John's a trip, man.
By the way, John Rhodes says you're the type of chick who gets out of tickets.
Aw, thanks, John.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. All right, we got a couple of minutes left. You got any more news, Zach?
I got one more, but I'm kind of on the fence about it.
Well, come on,
man.
All right. Yeah. Read it.
All right, here we go. Jesus Christ. Apple, finest products in America.
Damn right.
Here we go. All right. And it's loading.
Oh, my God.
Here it is. A Call of Duty loser called the SWAT team on one of the people he's playing against. A SWAT team descended on Long Island home Tuesday in response to a Skype call claiming, "I just killed my mother and I might shoot more people." The person making the call hadn't killed anyone. He was just a hoaxer who was salty, about a teenager beating him at Call of Duty.
Where did you get this and they used the word salty?
Salty. Yeah,
yeah, what is
this?
Is this
legitimate news?
That's okay. Where is the source?
I'm not even fucking around. It's on there.
I thought Zach Improv salty. Did you guys,
I've been using...
Salty?
Is this from Bro Bible?
No, it's from Gawker.
I can confirm that's what kids these days use.
Bro
so
Bible?
Salty.
Oh.
Salty.
I would think Gawker
I use that term.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. That's what it says. I read it verbatim.
Yeah, you're a little upset about something, you know? Like, you're griping. Yeah, he's a little salty still. Yeah. Like, he's a little sour. I think it's a similar type. Yeah.
But it was a news website, and they used Salty.
Well, yeah. But that's why I thought if it was Bro Bible or GorillaMass.net or something, then, you know, they use that kind of...
Did you triangulate your sources on this?
What do you mean triangulate my sources?
You gotta use three sources to make sure a news article is legitimate.
That's absurd. No, we don't do that at all. Yeah. Yeah.
This is the status bro. We don't do that shit.
Yeah, it's a fucking status bro. We don't do any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Well.
Though I did phase out one thing that I wanted to talk about in news because I thought the sources weren't legitimate, so there's that.
Which one?
The porn stars can't use Chase Bank.
Yeah, I heard. Is that really for real?
Like I said, I got it from two sources. One of them cited the other source, which I thought wasn't legitimate, so I decided not to use it on the show as legitimate news. But yeah, supposedly... people in the adult entertainment industry can no longer bank with Chase Bank because Chase sent a bunch of letters out to people who've been getting paychecks from, I guess, Hustler LLC and shit like that, saying, we're returning all your funds, you can no longer bank with us.
That's weird to
me. I don't know if that's a legitimate story.
I don't know either. I mean, that seems very extraordinary.
I never thought Chase would be that, like, you know...
Supposedly they did it a while back. Like, a couple years ago they did the same thing, but...
I didn't know when you sign up for a bank account that they ask what your job is.
No,
I mean,
never.
That seems very invasive and
that seems
unconstitutional.
Illegal. Yeah, illegal. They can't. Yeah.
Yeah,
no.
That's libel if you imply that the, you know, the way they're getting their money is unsavory. Somehow.
Yeah, no. The adult entertainment industry is a business just like any other. It's like Walmart or prostitution.
So strippers, they let strippers bank. With Chase, but not porn stars.
No, yeah, if you film it, it's totally not okay.
All right, I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to have to cut you a little bit short. You know, we are at the top of the hour, so I'm going to go ahead and call it. I am your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined with Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Thanks, guys.
Our co-host.
Don't bank with Chase, Internet.
Our special guest.
Thanks for having me. It was fun.
Your name?
Morgan Swan.
And our producer.
Thank you, Kevin.
We have tons of stuff for you next week. You're listening to The Status Bro.